close your outer eyes if you haven't already, and open your soul to Almighty God. And Lord God Almighty, we do recognize your presence in this place, in each of us. And we do now invoke your blessing on mothers everywhere, and our mothers most especially. Whether they are with us physically or just here in spirit. For Lord, we learn from Scripture that your nature is love. God is love, we're told. And for many of us, perhaps most, we learned so much about love from our mothers. Therefore, Lord, really, they were one of our primary revealers of you. So we thank you, Lord, for our mothers. And if they weren't always perfect channels of your divine love, what human channel could be? The finite can only express the infinite a bit at a time. But so much of it comes through the spirit of motherhood. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We know you do bless our mothers, that your love is what truly inspires our mothers, because that's their real job. Not necessarily to always understand us, but to try to always be there for us. And to, through thick and thin, always love us. So again, God, Lord God, thank you for our mothers. In the name of Mary's Son and the Christ that indwells us all, thank you, God, for our mothers. And in the name of Christ, let's complete our prayers by joining together and prayerfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for